All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. It's Monday. That means Mondays with Sandy Williams. So Sandy, yesterday I was at... wow, what is the name of the park? How can I keep forgetting this? Excuse me. Beautiful park on the east side, Estabrook Park.
Yeah.
And the Milwaukee Democrats, that guy should put on a shirt, right? the Milwaukee Democrats had a gathering, and so I was invited. And I met some people there, and probably some of them are listening this morning. Good morning to you. But I was talking about the divide between the millennials and the baby boomers. And the Democrats have more than just a problem trying to defeat the Republicans. They've got this divide between the younger voters and the baby boomers, and they better figure out a way to get that worked out, because in my conversations with some of the millennials, they wanted to see the student loans overturned.
Mm-hmm.
They're not alone. They represented a whole lot of young people in this country who are Democrats, who think that should be done immediately. And it's not as easy as I think many of the millennials think it is. And
well, I think there's a lot of the boomers who would say, I'd like my mortgage forgiven too. I know. I'm not saying that's the fair response to it, but I'm saying there's this divide between the people who have student loans and those who don't. And the ones who don't have student loans, who are the boomers, right, are not as sympathetic to the situation because they view it as possibly an inequitable use of federal government money to spare some people the problems of their debts. But to me, the student loan issue really relates to the question of whether we shouldn't have public education going all the way up through college and graduate school, as they do in almost all the other developed countries. And it's another reflection of the problem we have in America with our social safety net, if some people want to call it that. You know, we have a health care problem because we don't have public health care, at least public health care funding for everyone. We have a daycare problem because we don't provide daycare and we have an education student loan problem because we don't provide education all the way up through graduate school to the people who can't afford private education.
So the millennials are frustrated, angry,
yeah,
because apparently, and I don't remember it, but apparently President Biden promised them.
During the campaign, there were promises, and I remember that the price tag on that promise varied. I think he finally came around to at the end of the campaign saying he would forgive loans up to $50,000. Which hasn't happened. So I think they're right that there was a presidential electioneering promise of about a number of about like $50,000, which hasn't happened.
But if the alternative is... okay, so he didn't give us what we wanted, so we're not going to vote for him. I mean, what's the alternative to that? And in my conversations with some of those young people on yesterday, they didn't give me an answer to that. But if the alternative is you're not going to vote and you want the Republicans to get to wind up in that position of power, do you think they're going to forgive the student loan?
Well, I suppose their position is, it wasn't forgiven under a Democrat, so we don't care who gets elected because they're not going to forgive it either.
And I think your assessment is right.
Yeah, but so that ignores all the other issues.
Yes, I know.
Yeah.
And you know, the millennials are a critical component to whether or not Democrats can win.
Well, I think part of the problem is that the boomers just haven't handed power over. You know, what do we have? Joe Biden, he's 78, 79 yeah. years old. Now they talk, well, if Joe doesn't run, who? And then Hillary Clinton's name resurfaces again. And how old is she? She's probably going to be 76 or some such number if she ran again. So, you know, we need to hand power over to younger people, and at least those people could feel like they weren't totally unrepresented. They could at least be represented by someone closer in the age to them and closer in outlook to them.
Well, so that's incumbent upon the Democratic Party.
Yeah.
Then.
Let's go through the list of potential Democratic leaders in this country, and we'll find out that you and I can't even list four, probably.
Well, not young.
Not young. Let's okay. list. Well,
the only one I can think of.
People have to be younger than 60 years old. Now let's list some.
The number one person that I would think of is Pete Buttigieg.
Okay, there's one.
And then Pete Buttigieg.
Yeah.
And then Pete Buttigieg. So they're not there. They have not cultivated.
Right.
The people who come up after them. And so all you have to do is look down the list. Nancy Pelosi.
Yeah.
Chuck Schumer.
Right.
You know, these people have been around.
I mean, those are the legislative leaders, but, you know, there is the Governor Newsom of California would fall
yes.
on that list. And so what the Democrats need to do is they need to start formulating and having leaders in the Democratic Party who are of an age that can be viewed as being people with a view of the future. I mean, they're reprehensible people, but if you list the potential presidential candidates from the Republican Party, they're probably all in their 50s.
Well,
Ted Cruz, oh, God, what a horrible guy.
Marco Rubio.
Marco Rubio, yeah. DeSantis, Ron
yeah.
DeSantis. These people are all younger, much materially younger in age.
You know, we've got Democrats listening. Our phone line's open at 844-967-2789. What do you say? Because, again, this conversation has to be had, and in my conversation with the young people on yesterday, and I would say these the young people I was talking to had to be in their late 20s, and they're politically engaged, and so they're frustrated
mm-hmm.
because they're politically engaged, and there are a lot of young millennials who are politically engaged. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and that group of people, and they want to see some changes. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. We'll be back.